This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 465 and a half, down a quarter. September corn, 459 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. December corn, 458 and a half, up one. July soybeans, 15 and a half, up seven and a quarter. August soybeans, 1427, up two and a half. September soybeans, 1282, down three and three quarters. July wheat, 620 and three quarters, down six and a half. September wheat, 631 and three quarters, down eight. December wheat, 654 and a quarter, down six and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Forecast calling for rain for the next week put pressure on the corn market. Corn exports were reported at 38.4 million bushels last week, and soybeans closed higher for old crop supplies. Last week's export inspections were reported at 5.7 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 447 to 471. Soybean bids were mostly 5 to 6 cents higher at 1488 to 1512. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted corn bids unchanged to 4 cents lower at 440 to 464. Soybean bids were up 4 to 10 cents at 1502 to 1527. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were unchanged to 8 cents lower at 449 to 480. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 5 cents higher at 1498 to 1522. And wheat bids were down 9 to 11 cents at 586 to 613. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were up 7 cents at 1528 to 1565. The base is unchanged at 28 to 65 over the July. High Pro Soybean Meal on a truck basis was offered at 531 to 547. The basis levels were unchanged at 25 to 41 over the July. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn bids were mixed at 466 to 483, with the bases up 3 to unchanged at 1 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 2 to down 2 at 474 to 479, with the bases up 2 to down 2 at 9 to 13 over the July. Soybeans ended 5 to 8 cents up at 1513 to 1522, with the bases down 2 to unchanged at 13 to 21 over the July. New crop wheat prices were down 4 to 6 cents at 598 to 603, with the bases unchanged to up 2 at 22 to 18 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 495 to 496. These elevators raised their soybean prices 6 to 7 cents with quotations of 1535 to 1542. Soft wheat closed 6 to 13 cents lower at 618 to 619, and Milo ended the day unchanged at 470 9 to 491. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 418 to 429 and soybeans from 1188 to 1213. In the central part of the state, corn was 426 to 439 and soybeans 1188 to 1212. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 413 to 440. Soybeans were $12 to 1225, and wheat was offered at 591 to 609. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 137.70, down 10 cents. August live cattle, 139.12, up 52 cents. October live cattle, 143.02, up 42 cents. August feeder cattle, 197.57, up 52 cents. September feeder cattle, 198.60, up 47 cents. October feeder cattle, 198.90, up 47 cents. June lean hogs, 113.12, down 22 cents. July lean hogs, 121.05, up 57 cents. August lean hogs, 125.95, up $1.15. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 73 cents higher at 98 to 110, with the weighted average carcass price of 107 to 71. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 67 to 74, 4 to 5 weight 73 to 78, 5 to 6 weight 75 to 82, and 6 weights and up 77 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 75 cents to 78. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,299 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 275 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 118.24, and that was $2.23 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $232.43, and that was 23 cents lower, with select carcasses at $221.48, and that was 42 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, that compared to 4,000 last week, and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 379,000, that compared to 2,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.76. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.73. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.67. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.64. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.10. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.99. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.99. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.88. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.83. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.76, corn at Scottville is $4.67, beans at Greenfield are $15.10, beans at Scottville are $14.99, and wheat at Scottville is $5.83. The House Ways and Means Committee marked up pieces of legislation on Thursday containing key provisions for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau tax policy specialist Pat Wolf says congressional action is needed now to reinstate a list of tax provisions important to farmers and ranchers that expired at the end of last year.
We're already 6 months into the new year, and both the House and the Senate are on the slow path to enactment of the legislation we need to extend these provisions.
The House Ways and Means Committee marked up legislation dealing with bonus depreciation, the deduction for conservation easements, and the deduction for charitable contributions of food.
Bonus depreciation helps with cash flow. It allows farmers to manage their tax liabilities, and it makes it easier for farmers to buy things they need to upgrade their operations and replace their equipment.
While the House wants to make the expired provisions a permanent part of the tax code, Wolf says the Senate only wants to extend them for 2 years.
It's just really difficult to deal with a tax code that changes every year or every 2 years. But the Senate is dug in on their 2-year extension, and how they're going to figure it out, no one knows. They need to get together and work out the differences so that we can have these important tax provisions now rather than later.
AFBF tax policy specialist Pat Wolf. Crop markets have two primary functions. One is to allocate available supplies so that stocks are neither depleted nor in surplus by the end of the marketing year. The second is to direct planted acreage so that supplies result in reasonable prices for producers and users of the crop in the upcoming marketing year. Todd Gleason has more on how the market has done on that second part so far.
Leading up to the 2014 planting season, prices for the 2014 corn and soybean crops were generally encouraging the planting of more soybeans and fewer corn acres in the United States. When surveyed in March, producers indicated they would respond to the market signals by increasing soybean plantings by about 7% and reducing corn acreage by roughly 4%. Prices rallied after the release of the planting intentions report, but for a good part of the spring, the price ratio remained constant. Well, that ratio has now changed, says University of Illinois ag economist Darryl Good.
December corn futures began to decline on May 12th and are now about 30 cents lower than on May 11th. On the other hand, November soybean futures increased by 50 cents in the third week of May. The ratio of November soybean futures to December corn futures moved sharply higher during that period and remains at the elevated level. The behavior of new crop corn and soybean prices late in the planting season reflected how the market interpreted planting progress estimates and provided new signals for late season planting decisions.
The run-up in new crop soybean prices may have been an attempt to encourage producers to continue to plant soybeans rather than considering prevented planted provisions of crop insurance. The impact of spring price and weather conditions on producer planting decisions will be revealed in the USDA's acreage report. It's due out June the 30th.
While overall corn planting progress remained near the 5-year average pace through May 18th, there were significant geographical differences in planting progress. Progress was 25 to 37 percentage points behind the average pace in Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Those four states accounted for 20% of the intended corn acreage this year. It may be that some of those acres will not be planted to corn.
Ultimately, the question is not if planted acreage was near intentions revealed in March, says Illinois' Darryl Good, but rather if planted acreage results in a level of production that yields reasonable prices for both crops in the 14-15 marketing year. That answer, well, it won't be known for some time. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.